Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brucetus Podcast. I'm Matty Mayhem.
I'm the Skinny Guinea.
I am Flex.
And that's the last you're going to hear me in this episode.
Matt's a little tired.
Tired, I guess you could say tired.
Listen, I've been up since 3 a.m. this morning. And you guys came over and you said, hey, Matt, drink this. And I said, okay, I'll try it. And you said, hey, Matt, drink this. And I said, all right, I'll try it. And you said that like 3,000 more times. I'm drunk.
I need to get a video of Matty Mayhem's posture right now.
My posture's fucking phenomenal right now. I got good shoulder posture.
Okay, just relax. Guys, you're listening to the Brucetus Podcast. We get a lot on the agenda today. We're going to go over something we're doing for the month of November. It's called Dranksgiving. We got new merch that you can buy. We got a beer that we're reviewing today. Obviously, we're just doing one. And then we got two new segments, actually. Well, we got at least one new segment. And it's going to involve Tinder. And I'm going to run that segment.
I don't know shit about Tinder. No one ran that by me.
No one rammed it.
Been on Tinder in a fucking year.
No one rammed it by you, bro.
You guys got this without me, right?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, good.
All right, Flex, what'd you do this week, dude?
This week? Past week, I didn't do much. I just fucking worked. Went out to Salem with you.
Went to a wedding?
I went to a wedding a while ago.
Oh, how was that?
Fucking lit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Open bar?
Oh, my God, yeah. Fucking dude. Two roads, fucking, I forget the other one. That shit was fucking crazy. That's all I drank. Straight up 8% IPAs for the whole fucking night, dancing like a fucking maniac, dude.
Dude, wait, you went to it?
Okay, Matt's eyes opened.
I legit tried to fall asleep and the world's fucking spinning around me.
Go back to sleep.
That's always fun, though.
Dude, you went to a wedding that an open bar and there was an IPA there?
Yep, Two Roads, Road to Ruin, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The double IPA, bomb. 8%.
Fire.
Dude, you went in, didn't you?
Yep, all that's I drank the whole awesome. Night.
They
might have
else?
Had a glass of wine. I don't know why, but I don't know why
classy.
I thought of that. I don't think I did, though.
Nah,
but I might
have. Did they
have
hard alcohol? There's no way. Hard alcohol, too.
Oh, everything.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking sick.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. I've yet to go to a wedding.
That's the one wedding I've been to and probably, hopefully, the last. I mean...
Don't let...
It was, like, the best time of my life, so I feel like there's nothing that can fucking live up to that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, awesome. If it's my own, that's different, but...
Yeah.
We'll see.
You were doing splits on the dance floor?
Yeah. Fucking...
Mad flexible.
Going on
Flex
YouTube.
Flex is a former college kicker who can weirdly do weird things with his body.
See you later, Matt. That's okay. we'll be here till midnight, so... Jesus Christ.
All right, so... On the agenda, like I said, is this thing we have. It's called Dranksgiving. I'm going to tell you guys about it. So, November is what? National Podcast Month?
Yeah, I forget exactly who's running it, but
yeah.
it's
National Podcast Month.
Try to look
month.
That up. Really
so,
quick.
Basically, what the challenge is, I don't know if it's a challenge per se, but there's this thing going around, and people are going to try to do a podcast a day for the month of November, which I think we're going to try to do. The plan is to put out... a 5 to 7 minute episode every single day. We'll do one beer every day, and it'll mostly be just review of the beer with a little other bullshit. And while Maddie's out of the room, it'll probably be him pretty trashed for most of the time too. So get ready for that.
Oh yeah. So it's called NAD Pod Pomo, and that's the website or whatever. It's called a month long event. Along the same vein as National Novel Writing Month, we don't give a fuck about. And instead of writing 50,000-word novel, you podcast every day for 30 days from November 1st to the 30th.
Maddie, shut your door. Your
We're fucking doing
me.
It. This cat's going to come in.
Yeah, we are doing it.
Can use whatever platform you desire. I don't really care about that either. And, yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
It says if... I don't know. For some, NAD Pod Pomo may be their first foray into podcasting. For others, it is a chance to try out a new platform and start another show. There are no hard and fast rules as to how you do this. If on November 30th you have recorded 30 shows, you win.
Word. We're going to do it.
We're probably not winning anything, but we're going to fucking ball out.
No, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
We're at least going to
win.
Do it. All right, do you want to talk about the beer real quick, or just at least say we're drinking?
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting one.
Thanks to you. One of my favorite places to go to just fucking chill and play cards.
Me and Maddie were talking about this. We always drink this beer, but we just haven't done it on the podcast. I feel like it's like too obvious for us.
I wish, dude, I know.
It's like too. This beer is probably, I've had more of this beer than any other beer of the last year. Yeah,
probably.
What are we drinking, dude?
We got an American Session beer by Notch in our, not hometown, but our podcast town, Salem, Mass. It's a Session Pils. It's the name of it. It's a 12-ounce can, and it's got a lot of writing on it. It's an unfiltered Czech-style Session Lager, 4% alcohol by volume. I can read a lot on here if you want.
I got it. So the time spent drinking beer are some of the best times of all. That's why we have Session Beer. Available in a go-anywhere container, our Session Beer can be carried along to more places on more occasions for much more fun. So just a little thing. But, yeah, so it's a Session Beer. It's 4% alcohol. Dude, this is our go-to. Whenever me and you go out to the bars, this is like, if this is on the menu and, you know, we've already had a few other beers, we'll go to this.
Oh, yeah. And Notch is phenomenal. Everything they put out is fucking awesome. The whole place, the environment, everything. They got fucking ski ball, fucking, they got 5Ks every Wednesday. I mean, I've never done one, but it's in the future. They got the beer garden.
Yep.
Which is right on that canal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Dude, honestly, we're so lucky to have that place right in our backyard. Yeah. They haven't put out a bad beer yet.
No.
They really haven't.
My go-to when I go there is the Radler.
The Lemonade Radler?
I prefer that. I fucking love that shit.
Amazing for the summer.
It's so good. It's another great Session Pils. I think they use this in there with the lemonade.
So explain what it is.
So it's half lemonade. They use it. It's called Gus. It's, I don't know where it's from. It's a locally made lemonade company or something.
Yep.
And they use that. I think a majority of the drink is lemonade, but then they use Session Pils in it too. So it's a combo of both, and it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's super low alcohol percentage. I think it's like, it's like high twos, right?
Because it's like no Session Pils in it. Because it's a majority lemonade. Yeah. It's fucking amazing though. I don't even know what the fuck I was about to say, but
drinking too many pils,
dude. Yeah, man, this fucking shit's good. Notch is. I go there probably once every couple weeks. I love it there. You've been with me plenty of times. The place is
fucking great.
Oh,
and dude, they're putting a fucking let's talk about it right now. They're putting a brewery in Peabody.
Yep, Granite Coast Brewing.
Yeah, what have you heard about that?
I read a little bit about it in the newspaper. My mother actually made me aware of it.
Like a newspaper clipping?
Yeah, in the Salem News this past week. Yeah. It's two local guys from Marblehead. They're basically putting a hobby into business right now, which is pretty sick. And, I'm always down to support locals, so I'm probably going to be a fucking first person in there. I don't know where exactly it's going, but it's going in downtown Peabody. And finally, Peabody's making a fucking move to revitalize downtown Peabody because they've
had a lot of problems. If you're not familiar with Peabody, basically the downtown is like, I think it's 2 feet below sea level. So it has
trash.
A super bad, it just has a bad issue with flooding. So a lot of businesses are afraid to move in. And they've put, Mayor Betancourt, he's put a lot of time and effort into trying to revitalize the downtown. They did construction for like a year. Making it all nice and everything. Now they're just going to wait for the businesses to come in.
Yep.
It's slowly getting there, dude.
Yep, and not to go way off topic, but they're doing like a lease it local type thing, so they're trying to get like more local businesses in there, which is pretty sick because, that's huge to grow. You go downtown Salem, like perfect example, where Notch is. Notch is a local company.
Mm-hmm.
They got a fucking cider place down there. They got fucking...
Yeah, Far From the Tree.
Exactly. All types of fucking restaurants that are local things that, you can go and get local beers. That's huge, and that goes a long way when you're trying to revitalize a downtown. So,
because people want to support the local. Like, dude, if there was a brewery in Peabody that was like, we've said this about Bentwater a bunch. Like, I want to support Bentwater. Their beer just isn't good.
Yeah.
But like, I would, if their beer was even halfway decent, like I would love to go there all the time.
Yeah.
Down to Lynn. Like, I'm just hoping the best for this new brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that, we're so lucky to have Notch, dude. It's exactly. Fucking amazing.
Notch is definitely.
They don't put out that much shit.
No,
but the stuff they put out is unreal.
Awesome. The place is just the environment, like, is the whole. I mean, it's typical craft brewery environment, yeah. Which is like
outside.
Yeah, I mean, outside, the inside, whatever. It's like just an old garage or whatever mm-hmm. it is, and you fucking go there. You got a pretzel and fucking yeah. butter and just chill and have yeah. a couple of beers. And the best awesome. Thing about it is they're session beers, so you don't have to worry about getting like too fucked up or like drinking a crazy amount and getting. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's that's my favorite part about it.
Yeah, you just go there and have some beers and chill.
Yep,
it's the best.
It's awesome.
So, but we're drinking one of their beers right now, Notch. It's a Session Pils. Fuck it. What do you think about it, dude?
I really like it. And like we've said, it's the go-to when you go there.
Looks like dehydrated urine. They're also, oh, yeah. their Left of the Dial IPA is good.
Yes,
it's not, it is. It's not like my favorite IPA, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
This for a Pilsner is super hoppy.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
And especially with like such a low alcohol percentage.
Yeah. Like compared to... Night Shifts, what is it, the pH one?
The Pfaffenheck or whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Pfaffenheck.
Yeah.
Dude, this, I mean, they're both Pilsners, but they're so different.
Yeah, they are. Definitely.
This one is, this one's like, suits me better.
Yeah.
There's no spice, there's not weird spices in it, and it's more of like a, it's like a light IPA.
Yeah.
That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
The Pfaffenheck or whatever from Night Shift, which is good. It's just, it's a Pilsner, but there's like there's some weird spices going on in it, and, I'm sure a lot of people like it, but it's just more of like a European type Pilsner.
Yeah.
This is technically, I mean, obviously the Czech Pilsner, but this is like an Americanized version.
Exactly. Yeah, I just noticed on the can too, I'm a little thrown off by this. I never knew it, but now it makes sense because Notch isn't that big of a place, but they're brewed and canned in Stratford, Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah, it says it on the can. I never noticed
that. I never noticed that either.
Usually don't drink out of Notch cans, so I would have never have guessed that.
I know.
Or known that, but...
Dude, you know what I want to try is that ectoplasm from Far From The Tree cider.
Okay. I'm not too up on my ciders, but I definitely need to stop by there soon and check it out.
Grab something. I think you can only get that at the brewery.
Yeah,
it looks most sick, dude. It's just like purely brewed in October.
Okay.
Yeah, Maddie's literally dead. Where is he?
I don't know. Matt disappeared.
Matt left the room and has not come back.
Yep. Solo dolo.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Which is funny because this episode is never going to end because neither of us know how to end it physically.
Matt usually starts and ends every fucking episode. So
fuck it, he just called it quits on this one. Fucking hilarious.
But yeah.
All right. You been watching football?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Something pissed me the fuck off, I just realized.
What's that?
The other day I was watching...
The amount of Bud Light commercials?
No, well, that too, obviously.
Or the Coors.
No, obviously. Dude, I like Coors.
Definitely.
Dude, this pissed me off. So, in college, right, there was this kid, and, like, he was friends with some of my friends, and, like, I remember him, he was yelling at this girl one time, how he was like, you have no personality, blah, blah, blah. Like, the kid was just a douchebag. Like, he would just say shit like that to girls all the time. I saw him on TV the other day. Mind you, I'm 24 years old. I'm watching the fucking Patriots game, and they're showing people on the sidelines, and they're showing the team.
Yep.
He's one of the people that takes the water bottle and squirts it into the NFL players' mouths.
What a loser. Dude, I mean, like, that's sick, but fuck him.
Nah, that's the biggest beta job ever. That's the biggest bitch job probably in the history of jobs.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But he probably gets paid well.
Yeah, but...
And those jobs are probably hard to come
by. And I'm not exaggerating this.
That's not a career.
You could pay me $100,000 a year and I wouldn't do that job. I would not. That's the biggest fucking... Oh,
shit.
Maddie, come sit down. Weigh
Maddie
in on
Mayhem
this.
Is back.
Come weigh he in took on a this shit. I feel like you'd have a good
took
take.
Took him a little while.
I feel like you have a good take on this. Matty Mayhem.
Sit down, man.
What do you think about people whose jobs it is to squirt water into NFL players' mouths? You know the dudes on the sideline that hold up the water bottle?
What a bitch.
That's right. It's the biggest beta job ever.
Fucking bitch.
You okay?
I just threw up. You didn't hear me?
Did you really?
Yeah.
You were out for so long.
Was I?
Yeah. We've done 4 episodes since you've been out.
It's only been 15 minutes.
It feels like 30.
Fuck.
So I saw that. I saw some kid I know that has that job, and I was just like, wow. Yeah, I mean, I get that. Dude, I get that as like, okay, maybe you're an intern. Maybe you're in college.
It's probably not that. I know, cheerleaders don't make that much, so they probably don't get, like, there's no way water boy makes that much. They don't.
At least cheerleaders are like, people like cheerleaders.
Yeah. Cheerleaders, they don't get paid much at all, but they use that as, I know someone who's a Patriots cheerleader. She basically did it as a stepping stone.
Yeah, we went to high school with her, right?
No. I don't know.
We went to high school with a girl.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Shout out to
there's
the girl.
A lot
from,
of people at,
the girl from Peabody.
So I think I know 3 people that have been Patriots cheerleaders. Yeah. And they all, like, open up like fitness businesses and stuff after, which is like good. They can say like, oh, I've been a Patriots cheerleader.
Yeah,
it's like a resume builder. Yeah. But to be 24 years old and squirting water into the mouth of a 23-year-old,
the fuck you go to college for? Now I'm gonna get pissed.
Let's go.
I mean,
no, dude, think about it.
Who the fuck is this kid?
Dude, let me know when you guys are done.
He's a loser. He's on TV all the time. He's like,
where are you going?
Oh,
Matt?
Yeah.
Well, we were hoping you would talk about the new merchandise we have. Where the fuck are you going? And he left again. He's going to lay down.
Oh, but Maddie Mayhem, I love it.
Dude, fuck that kid.
Yo, Maddie Mayhem is lit. I can't wait for him to listen to this sober. He's, gonna, and be he's like, not going to release this episode. This is one for the vault.
Better have a good fucking title to this.
Did Maddie slay them?
Yeah, slayed himself. He's done. Fucking toast.
Poor kid.
He's toast.
So yeah, I saw that on TV and it just pissed me off because this kid was always the biggest douchebag.
Yeah, and
now, like, dude,
you're like, what are you doing, bro?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
All right, yeah, maybe internship during college or something.
Yeah.
I personally would never do that. I would never
fuck that. It should be like a fucking 17-year-old football player from like the local town.
Yeah, that's like when you see the ball boy on, like, you're watching the Red Sox game and they hit a fucking foul ball down the third baseline, and then the dude that scoops up, they zoom in on him and he's like has massive bags under his eyes and like a triple chin and like
severe
probably 6
acne.
Kids. Yeah, and you're like, "Oh, this guy's 52 years old. Why are you a ball boy right now?"
Oh, man, that's crazy. Of all fucking jobs you see someone you went to the college with on the sideline of a football game, it's the water boy.
Yeah, he's like on...
That's pathetic.
So pathetic. I feel like it's more pathetic than being like a high school water boy.
Reality check.
Sucks, dude. That just sucks for him. But
fuck him.
He's a dick, so I really don't give a shit.
Fuck him.
That's all. It made me so happy.
You go into a fucking interview with that on your resume. They're going to be like, oh, that's cool. What skills do you have? What do you have? What skills? Communication? Do you want water?
No, dude. This is what you do. Ask the interviewer to stand up. He'd be like, okay. You take a water bottle out of your pocket and walk across the room and squirt it into his mouth from like range of 6 feet. He'd be like, okay.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Sorry, you don't get this marketing position.
Yeah.
That's
go back
shit.
To squirting water in people's mouths. That
there's,
make
there's so many
millions
people
of
like
dollars.
that have jobs that try to make themselves like look cool.
It's crazy.
Like, I don't know. Like, no offense, it's always people that work for like sports.
Yeah,
in the sports industry, they always think they're an agent. They try to portray themselves on Instagram as like a sports agent.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, they just like deliver like water.
Yeah.
To like
fucking
sports stores.
That's crazy, dude.
So
that's
funny.
Fucking crazy.
Fucking hilarious. Dude, I wish... Nah, I don't wish you had Tinder. But I gotta... This is what I've been doing. So this is what I'm thinking for our new Tinder segment. We're gonna name it, but... I've been taking screenshots of all people's, like, shit that I see on Tinder that pisses me off.
Just whack profiles.
Dude, there are some weird ones out there.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm thinking we start reading some and then have a little take on them. There's some bad ones out there. You ever, no.
Would you have, I say we call it, would you have a beer with this person?
Yeah, like, or.
would you take this person
give me
out
a
for
beer.
A beer?
Or like, no, I need a beer.
Yeah,
the Tinder
definitely.
Segment.
Definitely I need a beer. Because I after reading some of these, I'm definitely going to need a beer. But I'm already done with the session pills and we're like 15 minutes into the fucking episode.
All right, you ready? Here's one, I'll read one.
All right, go.
This is like the general.
What are we calling it again?
I need a fucking beer.
Yep.
We need a sound bite of just one of us going, I need a fucking beer. Oh, let me take a sip of this notch before I hit this shit. This girl's name is Jessica. She's 24.
Meanwhile, go to the website. Go to the fucking website.
Yeah, Crusaders.
We're going to take a break real quick. Check out the website. Go to TeePublic. Buy yourself a fucking tapestry, a flag,
t-shirt. We got new merch. You can buy a flag on a Crusaders flag.
Go fucking hang that shit off the back of your fucking truck and drive down 128 and fucking go off the Tobin. Get us on the news. Get us on the fucking news, dude.
Live video of Crusaders flag on the back of a Chevy.
Exactly.
Going off the Tobin.
Exactly.
All right, you ready for I Need a Fucking Beer?
We need a fucking beer.
All right. This girl's name's Jessica. She's 24. This is her profile. Well, first off, the picture of her is just... It's just this, like, blonde girl with blue eyes with her tits absolutely out.
Okay.
So, keep that in mind, that this is what we're dealing with here. This is her bio. I swipe left on almost everyone because I know exactly what I'm looking for. Looking for friends, nothing serious, unless I like you. 6-foot-plus requirement, and if I somehow sound bitchy, I'm not the nicest person you'll ever meet. You do sound bitchy,
dude,
because you have a lot of requirements.
I appreciate you not showing me the people so I can get my own image and just listen to these fucking words and just make me want to, A, swipe left, 2, if I ever see them out in public.
No, this is what I do. I swipe viciously. When I get to people like this, I literally swipe. Super like them because I want to argue with them.
Yeah, that makes things more.
You know, I gotta find next episode. I'm gonna find. I had this conversation with this girl on Tinder. I got into an all out argument with her for like an hour and a half.
That's awesome.
Sometimes about I just snap on people. Or? I was trying to be nice to her, and she just was giving me one word answers. I just go. I said something about, I was like, cool, glad you're here to have a conversation or something like that.
Yeah.
I said, glad you're giving relatable and insightful responses. This is a great conversation.
It's total insult.
But like, this girl's just like, oh, I swipe left on almost everyone. You need to be 6 feet. Sometimes I sound bitchy because I'm not the nicest person. Like, oh, yeah, you're so attractive.
I mean, I'm not 6 feet and I would never take that personal.
Yeah.
If somebody said that. But... You already sound like a bitch saying that.
Dude,
you don't need to tell me in the next fucking sentence.
There's so many girls like, ready? Here's another one. Here's another Tinder profile. I'll give you 2 this week. This is this girl's, first off, her name is Kavi, K-A-V-I.
Yeah, you need to get that checked out. I don't know where you get your name checked out, but you need to go to like town hall or something. Change that shit to like Mike. I don't know why. I'm sorry, that's just a common name. Normal. I know that's your father's name, but...
No, that makes sense, dude. So, this girl's name is Kavi. Ready? Listen, her bio was 3 words. You ready? Just, how about no?
How about you delete your app?
Yeah.
Why do you have the app?
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
What is wrong with these people?
I hope everybody who... If anybody fucking listens to this that fucking saw this chick on this fucking app, just no. Just... Everybody swipe left.
Dude, it's just like...
Left is bad, right?
Yeah, left is... Yeah.
So, I don't, fuck that.
I don't get it, dude.
That'd be a person I... Like, I tell... I don't know. Actually, no. If you're the type like me or you, swipe right.
Yeah.
Get this person into a fucking conversation and just fuck with
and
them.
And fuck with them. I just... Dude, I always call people out for that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Get like, I would swipe right on her. I don't even know if we matched her. I don't think we did, because I would remember. But... I would just message her and be like, hey, you have the worst bio ever.
Yeah.
Like, just right away.
Get checked out.
Fucking annoying, dude.
What a weirdo.
Ready? Here's someone that messaged me. This is what another girl said.
Here we go.
She just said, this is her first opening message. Hey, average-looking, emotionally unavailable guy who ghosts me in 2 months. That's her opening message. Like, come off more negative.
Wait, ghost you for 2 months?
Yeah. Hey, average-looking, emotionally unavailable
you must have
guy
been,
who will ghost me in 2 months.
And this is what I said. I said in 2 months. I thought you said...
I said, who will ghost me in 2 months? I said, all I said is 2 months is generous.
That's good.
Like, what are you doing?
Dude,
If I ever message a girl being, hey, average looking girl.
That's probably something copy and paste from her notes in her phone.
Yeah, I think that is. She said, I called her. I like,
was like that. And that's like, how old is she?
Does it say? I don't know. No, the screenshot was the convo.
Either way, you got to be like over 18. So like, you have to have somewhat of your life together. Like, for you to waste your fucking time to type that, think about it, copy and paste it to every fucking guy, most likely.
It's so embarrassing.
Because that's just an attention. That's trying. You're trying to get attention. You're trying to get somebody's fucking reaction, and you're going to get mine.
Girls just come off. But I'm not on there. But, all right, here's my greater point, is that the attitude that girls have on Tinder, they bring to, like, the bar and stuff.
Yeah, and
all the time, dude.
That's an app, not the bar.
And it goes both ways. Like, guys on Tinder are super creepy and, like, will also be creepy in real life. Like, that happens. I get it. But girls are so bitchy sometimes and, like, emotionally guarded. I don't know if they have to be. I guess they have to be because, like, there's a lot of creepy guys out there. So I get it, but, like, you don't start a conversation that way.
Yeah, that's fucking...
You don't go out of your way and message someone that.
No, that's assuming. And
that's the type of girl. That's the type of girl that's, like, completely below your league at a bar, and you go up, or not even go up to her, you just, like, are, like, accidentally bump into her something, and you say hi, and she's just, like, automatically shut down.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And from their perspective, that's assuming.
Yeah.
And when you assume, you make an ass out of you and whoever.
Me. You and me.
Yeah. It is. It is.
So what are you thinking
is.
Of this beer?
I do. You know, I really like this. And Notch is one of my favorite breweries. I prefer to go there and get stuff on draft. But, I mean, I would never say no to this.
No. I can't even. It's really tough for me to break down the taste of Pilsners because I'm so used to, like, heavy flavor IPAs or, like, porters. We just had a really good porter before this. So, but it's not, like, the most... It's a hoppy Pilsner.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. And, I mean...
Which is why I like it.
I never see, like, too much of a difference in Pilsners.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Notch always puts out... I'm not dick riding them. I just think this is... I'm telling you, this is a go-to. If you live around the area and you want to fucking get this, go to Cappy's. They're still open.
Dude,
even though they had a fucking
there?
Car go right through the front door.
I know
somebody
someone that I know someone that worked that call.
Drinking bad. Too much, man. I'm telling
bad.
You.
So bad.
Someone they thought it was a drive-thru, for Christ's sake. They fucking drove through the front door.
Dude,
they're still
they,
open, though.
Then
they're
they
still
backed
open.
Out. You see the video? They backed out and drove through again.
Lucky nobody got killed, dude. If they had it set up the old way, somebody would have gotten killed. Because the registers used to be right there. Now they're all the way to the other. I just think that's...
I guess someone got really fucked up, though, from the glass.
Oh, I bet.
It, like, sprayed the glass into the store and fucked
that's
up
crazy.
Someone's leg.
They're probably going to change the parking there. Or put up, like, a fence or something.
Yeah,
they got to put up
like, posts or something.
Especially after you fucking remodel your whole store.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been more than 2 months, but like a couple months later, somebody fucking just drives through it. And give me a fucking bottle of Jameson.
My question is why they backed up out of the store and then put it back into drive.
They were like, I really want it. Bang. And then they're like, nah, I don't want it. Nah, I really want it. And then they got arrested. They probably didn't even get arrested. They probably did. Who knows?
I hope they got charged for something.
I hope they owe Cappy's a shit ton of money and Cappy's upgrades their craft beer selection.
It's probably an elderly driver, dude.
Oh, 100%.
That shit happens all the time.
They went through a handicap spot. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Who knows?
Yep. You're right. Well, do you have anything else to add? Do you want to rate this beer and then we'll call it?
Yeah, I'm,
shorter episode
I'm 100%
today.
Down for that.
Okay. So, once again, this is Notch, the Session Pils. It's their... Basically, their flagship beer. This in the Left of the Dial IPA. It's one of me and Flex's favorites and one of our go-tos. We love this beer, you guys. I'm going to give it... It's a Pilsner, dude.
Yep.
This is a fucking... For me, because I like hoppy beers, this is a 95. This is as good as... This is about as good as Pilsner is going to get.
And I'm going to go with a 90. That's high for me, I mean.
Yeah. No, that's good.
It is
good.
What it is.
It's good. So it's a 92.5 for our scale. Mad Mayhem isn't here. He's throwing up in the other
smoked.
Room. Binks
last time we checked, his head was on the toilet. Just kidding. I haven't left the seat in an hour, so it could be.
Hopefully not. All right. I'm the Skinny Guinea.
I'm Flex.
And this is the Brusaders Podcast.
Adios.